Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hi again. This is episode number 45 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. And the title of this episode is I'd Rather Have Jesus. This is our last episode this month on sharing hymnals that women have written to lift up our hearts in song to the Lord. And again, I was inspired to do that this month as we think about June and the birds singing throughout the day and how it causes my heart to sing and to want to worship the Lord. And I really think the hymnals are something precious that we should continue to remember and to be able to share with the generations going forth. So what I would like to do is to tell you something briefly about the hymn writer herself, to share the hymn, and then to just close with some words of encouragement. Philippians chapter 3, verse 8 states, "Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For this sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I could gain Christ." The hymn, I'd Rather Have Jesus, was written by Rhea F. Miller. She was born in 1894 in Brooktondale, New York. Rhea wrote the lyrics, but the music for the song was written by George Beverly Shea. These words, written in 1922 by Rhea, was left on a piano in the Shea home by Bev Shea, who wanted her son to find it and change the course of his life. The words, I'd rather have Jesus, moved George so much and spoke to him about his own aims and ambitions in life. He sat down at the piano and began singing them with a tune that seemed to fit the words. Shay's mom heard him singing it and asked him to sing it at church the next day. George's life direction did change. He was offered a popular music career with NBC, but a few years later chose to become associated with the evangelist Billy Graham and sang this hymn around the world. I could not find much information about Rhea's bio, but her hymn became famous and was used to bring many to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Rhea died in 1966 in Chillicothe, Ohio. It's believed that she was buried in Quick Cemetery in Caroline, New York. Now here are the lyrics of this beautiful hymn, I'd Rather Have Jesus. I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than to have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead. And then the chorus, than to be a king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Now please listen briefly to a section being sung by George Beverly Shea himself.
Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than horses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords to me.
Again, I trust that you felt blessed by hearing George sing this beautiful hymn. Now, in closing, I would really like for you to reflect upon this. Each morning, when you wake up and go about your day, what are you living for? Is it money, material things, houses, lands, men's applause, world fame, sex, or power? None of these things will matter when you depart from this earth and come face to face with Jesus. The only thing that is going to matter is whether you have an eternal relationship with Jesus by asking him to come into your life and be your Savior and Lord, and forgiving you of all of your sins. It is then that all of your treasures and your very life itself will be preserved eternally in heaven. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 26 states, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross, and follow me. If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul?' My sister, is anything worth more than your soul? It blesses my heart to end this month of sharing hymns with this particular hymn, because when all is said and done, I'd rather have Jesus. I pray that you will have that same conviction. Until our Lord brings us together again, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.